There's a push to reopen the economy in Michigan. This week, Governor Whitmer said she'll announce some loosening of the stay-home order soon. But many people, including Whitmer, note that to reopen safely, you need robust COVID-19 testing. Joining us now is Robin Erb. Her latest piece for Bridge Magazine looks at testing in Michigan. Robin, good morning.
Good morning.
Robin, there are different ways to measure whether or not a state is doing a sufficient amount of testing to let people go back to some kind of normal. How does Michigan measure up?
Sure. We're falling short, but we're not the only ones. Researchers at Harvard tell us that we need to about triple the testing across the United States to know when we can go back and safely reopen the economy. The World Health Organization would tell us that when you're doing the testing, you need to have about 3 to 12% of your tests coming back positive. We're nowhere near that. In recent weeks, we've been running at about 30% positive tests. So that means, you know, 3 in 10 of us are walking around infected right now, and that's just too high. Now, that number's been coming down in recent days, but it's still just too high.
And it's just a sign that we're not doing extensive enough testing to get the real picture of the population?
That's right. So the state would tell us that if you look at all the labs that are testing, so these are hospital labs, it's the state lab, it's the private labs, we have the capacity, we have the staffing power to run about 11,000 tests a day. But we're nowhere near that. Right now we're running just more than 4,500 tests a day. Now, it's not a lack of willpower, it's not a lack of staff, it's basically a lack of supplies. So some of the larger hospital systems that have been testing are telling us that they're only doing a fraction of those tests every day because they can't get enough reagents, they can't get enough swabs, they can't get enough, the media, the transport media, to take the specimen from the testing site to the lab.
And you mentioned some of these supplies that are in short supply. Could you explain what a reagent is?
That's a solution that you add to the specimen to detect a chemical reaction that will let you know whether there's a presence of the viral remnants or the viral RNA.
This shortage of supplies, Robin, who is working on that and what would have to happen to fix it?
It's a big question. Lots of folks are working on it. Hospitals are trying to get supplies. Primary doctors are trying to get supplies. Public health is trying to get supplies. The health clinics are trying to get supplies. But they're all scrambling. We talked to a public health clinic in Detroit this week, and they were finally able to get 30,000 tests after, you know, these middle-of-the-night calls, international calls to Korea, to China. But they don't have the personal protective equipment now to safely administer the tests. There are simply not enough to go around.
There's another type of testing that might help fill in the picture of where things stand in Michigan.
Right.
So what can you tell us about testing for antibodies?
Sure. So I think most of us are familiar now, and we've seen pictures and video, and some of us have had those tests, the nasal swab tests, and they detect a current infection, so whether or not you are currently sick. But there are also these blood tests that search for antibodies to find out whether you've been infected in the past. Now, the thinking is, and the research still isn't clear, we're still learning about this virus, the thinking is that if you have those antibodies, you've got some, at least some partial immunity to being reinfected. But those blood tests are not widely available yet.
So as we mentioned at the top here, the conversation that's happening here in Michigan and nationally is about when to reopen the economies. Where does all of this leave us in terms of letting people go back to work safely?
Reopening the economy means we have to have enough information, and we're just still very short on it. You need to know who can safely return to the classrooms, who can safely return to the factories, to your conference rooms at work, to bagging your groceries and to making your food. We have to know those things before we can safely reopen.
Robin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Robin Erb of Bridge Magazine. Our conversation is part of a coronavirus reporting collaboration between Bridge, the Detroit Free Press, and Michigan Radio.